This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The janitor who sustained injuries after falling through a floor at Mount Tabor Primary is suing the Ministry of Education. Meantime, the Education Ministry declares the prefabricated building at Mount Tabor Primary School is safe for immediate use. 145 workers will begin work at the Port Vale Sugar Factory next week. The PSV sector plans to meet with the Transport Board to address default on payments under the TAP program. And swine flu cases on the rise in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The janitor who fell through a section of the floor in a newly constructed prefab building at Mount Tabor Primary School is suing the Ministry of Education. In an article in the Weekend Nation, the janitor has retained the services of King's Counsel Michael Lashley to represent her in the matter. Starcom Network News contacted Mr. Lashley, who said he will be delivering a pre-action protocol letter today.
I have been retained to act on behalf of the janitor who sustained injuries while he's on the job at Mount Tabor Primary School. I have been instructed, obviously, to send a pre-action protocol letter to the Ministry of Education for compensation in relation to the injuries the janitor my client sustained while he's on the job. What is interesting is that the ministry was implying that is my client's vape, and I think that obviously was a red herring. I believe the matter could be amicably resolved in terms of liability, and I will further say that I await instructions from my client, but indeed I have been instructed to seek compensation on behalf of my client.
King's Counsel Michael Lashley. The Ministry of Education has announced that the flooring in the prefabricated building at Mount Tabor Primary School is safe for immediate use. This follows an incident on Wednesday where a janitor sustained injuries when the flooring collapsed under her weight while she was performing her duties. Gregory Hazard of Mayhee, Ridley and Hazard Engineers Limited said he inspected the work carried out and determined that the concrete board used was faulty.
What I found is that the construction work had generally been carried out in accordance with the drawings, including the use of 1-inch thick concrete board sheets on timber joists to form the floor. Such a failure would typically result from a heavy point load or from an impact load. However, there was nothing in the room that was heavy enough, even if dropped, that should have caused that amount of damage. So the concrete board was clearly defective, and we took away samples for further assessment.
He said changes were made and the building is safe for immediate use.
Since the ministry wished to put this double classroom block back into use as soon as possible, I gave the contractor instructions to install new 3/4-inch marine plywood sheets screw fixed to the joists over the entire area of the two classrooms. Marine ply is strong enough to easily support the classroom loads and is also termite and water resistant. So the school will have the quiet enjoyment of this floor for a long time. I was able to go back and inspect the completed work and to certify the building suitable for use. This classroom block is safe to be immediately occupied and no further action is required.
Gregory Hazard of Mayhee Ridley Hazard Engineers Limited. Classes will resume in the building today. Just about 145 people are expected to report for work at the Port Vale Sugar Factory from next week. The two companies running the newly privatized sugar industry have announced that they will commence operations on Monday. The agricultural business formerly conducted by the BAMC is now being operated by the Agricultural Business Company Limited. The manufacture of sugar, its byproducts, the sale of sugar, and the Port Vale factory operations will be carried out by the Barbados Energy and Sugar Company. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program, the president of Co-op Energy and chairman of the companies, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown, said that most of the people who were severed back in December have been rehired.
The point I want to make is that it will not be business as usual. Now, obviously, Senator Massey, he spoke about the quality of the people down there and the unique skills that they bring to the market. So there's no question that those resources that operate at all levels of staff are unique, highly valued resources. The intention is that certainly at Portville, almost all of the staff that went off in December will be starting back where we get started. The first section starts next Monday. Something like 145 persons should be reporting to work on Monday. When we get into February, we will have our full complement at Portville, and that will be up and running.
He added that the Agricultural Business Company Limited will also begin work with approximately 50 workers.
In the case of the ABC operations, we also recommence on Monday with something like 50 or so workers, 18 in the workshop, 15 in farm workers, and 6 office staff. They actually start on Monday to start getting their machinery in place and doing the initial steps. And we, again, by the first week in February, we expect to be up to full complement. The complement in the farms, there will be some changes. We've actually made some adjustments in those areas of consultation and clearly outlining where we want to go in the future. Look at what we call right sizing, making sure we have the right people in the right place to do the right jobs.
President of Co-op Energy and chairman of the companies taking over the sugar industry, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown. The Transport Board is set to meet with the PSV sector soon to discuss the issue of late payments for drivers operating under the Transport Augmentation Program. This was revealed by President of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, who said that some of their drivers are concerned as late payments continue to pose a challenge for them in meeting their monthly financial commitments. The program was launched in 2019 to address the transportation woes affecting the sector. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Mr. Raphael hopes to have a meeting with other associations to address the matter.
Some of our members in the top program do have some concerns in terms of the payment. I would piss upon myself to make it public that we do get paid late from the Transport Board, but you said the Transport Board refused. But we learned that the Transport Board is trying to make an effort to have our payment done on time. We were also understand that they will be meeting with us very shortly to discuss late payments. I know this is not the first thing it have happened, but we're hoping going forward that we shall have some sit-down talk with the association along with the representative of the other top association to see how best we can have these matters resolved.
He said some of the members have left the program and have returned to the Bridgetown port to ply their trade.
Yeah, some people are coming out of the program. I suspected that some of them could result up to not able to receive their payment on time. Other persons just decide that, you know, that's it. They don't want to continue. Other persons that were in the program that basically come out of the program had to do with the fact that the port have reopened back. During COVID, enough persons could not work, so the only way for them to continue to pay their mortgage and so on was to get into the program. Now, as you see, the port are doing pretty well. Some people have gone back to the port, leaving the program out.
President of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. The Bajan Firefighters Network is concerned about the number of elderly who live alone and are vulnerable to house fires. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Chief Administrative Officer of the Bajan Firefighters Network, Glyn Allen, says there are several elderly with health conditions that make them predisposed to fires. Mr. Allen shared his concern following the most recent house fire, which left 7 people displaced.
There are a number of seniors now who are living alone. Some have dementia, Alzheimer's, and it is clear evidence that they cannot fend for themselves. And we are having some challenges in that regard. And I do believe that at some point in time, there's going to have to be a collaboration among state agencies to best see how they can address that particular problem. But as indicated before, the 3 categories of persons in Barbados who are consistently dying in house fires are children, the elderly, and the disabled. We have to break this vicious cycle.
As Chief Administrative Officer of the Bajan Firefighters Network, Glyn Allen. And finally, St. Vincent and the Grenadines Ministry of Health is urging residents and visitors to the islands to protect themselves from infectious diseases such as COVID-19, dengue fever, leptospirosis, and influenza viruses, including influenza A, H1N1, also known as the swine flu. The ministry says there was a notable increase in influenza A, H1N1 cases between December 25th last year and January 6th this year. During the period, there were 32 laboratories confirmed cases. As of June 6, there was a total of 9,804 confirmed cases of SARS-CoV-2 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines since the outbreak in 2021. Recapping the headlines. The janitor who sustained injuries after falling through a floor at Mount Tabor Primary is suing the Ministry of Education. Meantime, the Education Ministry declares that the prefab building at Mount Tabor Primary School is safe for immediate use. 145 workers will begin work at the Port Vale Sugar Factory next week. The PSV sector plans to meet with the Transport Board soon to address default on payments under the TAP program and swine flu cases on the rise in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.